California power grid officials have reinstated a Stage 3 alert until at least midnight, meaning the power reserves are so low there's a good chance of further blackouts. But it's not just customers who are affected. The crisis is also affecting workers at the state's utility companies. At Pacific Gas and Electric, employees are worried that they may lose their jobs if the company has to declare bankruptcy. But NPR's Madeline Brand reports what they lament most is the end of the PG&E family.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon, and these PG&E workers are ending their day at a San Francisco facility. They chat in front of some Coke machines, discussing Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan's testimony earlier in the day, where he said the electricity crisis in California is a significant problem. The men agree. They are gas and electrical workers, the guys you see climbing into manholes and up telephone poles. And the number one topic of conversation here these days is the electricity crisis.
And it's just unfortunate that it comes quite the price tag in quite that way. And I think we're just, I don't know what the word is, disgusted and I can't come up with a word, but you've been cheated.
John Petrovitz is a gas crew foreman. He's worked at PG&E for 26 years.
Cynical doesn't even do it. It's cynical, you're left that way, but the kick in the teeth part and the actual losing your breath when the air got knocked out of you, yet you saw the punch coming and you can anticipate it, it was like, man, do I have to do this again?
Prepare for the worst, that is. Prepare for job losses. 5 years ago, the company threatened massive layoffs. Many workers were actually handed pink slips before the firings were called off. The older employees say that was the end of what was once known as the PG&E family. Like working for the old Ma Bell, employees at PG&E believe they had employment for life. Petrovitz says maybe it wasn't the most exciting place to work, but you knew you'd be taken care of.
Family feeling disappeared. We had bosses that literally came out and just declared the family was dead.
And in its place came a new culture, a culture for the new economy. Steve Sigali is a welder who's been with PG&E for 20 years.
It seemed there was like more engineering type looking at what we do to make our business work, actually physically work kind of people running the company, where now it's more like accountant, lawyer type, bean counter type people at the highest levels of the corporation. And I think we became more numbers.
And he believes that kind of bottom-line thinking is what helped create the mess California's in now. Sigali was literally part of a PG&E family. Some 15 of his family members have worked for the company, including his dad. When his father died, Sigali's mother inherited the pension, a pension made up of PG&E stock. Because of its financial problems, the company suspended dividend payments last month, and the stock price has plummeted. 2 months ago, it was trading at $28. Yesterday, the stock closed at $13. Sigali says his mom isn't hurting yet, and he says he sold his PG&E stock a few years ago when deregulation came. So did John Petrovitz, but he says many employees didn't.
I can't imagine how many people have been really hurt by this thing that are in retirement age now, and I wouldn't say they're all fixed income, really living, you know, and check to check and that kind of thing. But nonetheless, I got to believe they're really worried about their retirement years and this and that.
But these men were reluctant to place all the blame for the current crisis on PG&E. They said the legislature messed up by authorizing deregulation, and they're suspicious of other companies jacking up wholesale electricity prices. And despite his sadness at the loss of the PG&E family, Steve Sigali still uses the words we and us when talking about the company.
I guess it's still the corporation to a certain degree. I guess some things die hard a little bit, but I guess maybe more and more the we is just more like us, my peers and coworkers. We, the people that are putting on a fire retardant suit and taking an airline down into an excavation to fix a fractured main or welding a gas pipe when it's on fire, or our brothers in the electric department on a pole in the storm, you know, fixing things so people can have that power to light their house and to keep their families warm.
And he believes he'll still have a job in the end. After all, the gas and power lines will still need to be repaired and maintained. He's just not so sure who he'll be working for. And for him and some of the other workers, it really doesn't matter anymore. Madeline Brand, NPR News, San Francisco.